Nun Aleph. I'm sorry. Simon Nun Aleph begins with Pesukah de Zimra. So he says in the Mechaber at the very beginning, Omrim Boruch Sha'omar Koidem Pesukah de Zimra V'yishtabach La'achareim. So you begin with Boruch Sha'omar and you end off with Yishtabach. And the Mishnah provides us with an interesting background behind the Bruch of Boruch Sha'omar. At the bottom in Sifkat and Aleph, he says, Shevach ze tiknuhu anshei knesses hagdol aide piska denofo mina shemayim umatza uhu kosuv bo. So they found a note that came down from Shemayim with the wording of Baruch Shamar on it. The Yeshbo Pezayin Tevis had 87 words on it. The Simon on the Simon for this is Rosh Kes and Paz. Rosh Loimir, Rosh lit hatefila hu Baruch Shal Pezayin Tevis. So the Rosh, Paz, right, the gold, is the way to start off the davening. Al kein ainli gro lo lahosif al pei zayin tevis. Don't there's an isur bal tosif bal tigra. Don't add or subtract to the 87 because it's coming direct from Shemayim. V'nachon la'omer me'uma. The correct thing to do is to say it while standing. Afilu biyichidi. Even a person's davening biyichidus, they should still stand for Baruch Shamar. V'ochis shtei titios shelefonav b'shas amiras Baruch Shamar. U'achu gemar Baruch Shamar yinash kein. So you hold your titzis for. Or the morning, you hold your tzitzis for the Baruch Sha'amar, and then you kiss them at the end. Then he has a little diktik here. It's befe amo, not befi amo, besego, and betish bachos bechiri. Then sif beis v'im siim Baruch Sha'amar kodem shesiim hachazen oine acharav omen. So if you finish the bracha, the same one that he's about to say before the shliach tzibah says it, so you answer omen to that. Yeah, okay. Mishtabur in Sifkat and Beis im siim aval im lo siim lo yane amein. But if you did not finish before, you shouldn't answer amein. This is talking about in the middle of Baruch Shem when you start the actual Baruch Atah Hashem part of it. Before that is not a problem. Those are shevach, but it's not a bracha. So certainly one could answer amein to the Chazan's bracha at that point before they start that. What we're referring to now is the amens to these two brachas. Avashar amen, but to say amen to any other bracha, masik amogin arum b'sif katan gimel demutar la'anos afilu be'emtza birkas baruch shomer oyishtabach. For any other bracha, you certainly could answer amen. So
you have the same with other brachas as well. Like for instance, for kiddush levana. You have an extended bracha, bracha tamba, bracha tasha, malakina, l'chulu, and that's not considered a bracha, that's considered shevach v'ba'alma. So if someone comes up to you and says, shalom aleichem, you could say aleichem shalom.
But not in the bracha. There you wouldn't. Here, he's saying that because kevin shelo huzkar bracha zu b'gemara, these were not mentioned in the Gemara. That's probably why he began by pointing out the whole hakdama that this came down from Shemayim. Morning. Ach im hu oymid acher tevas baruch atah Hashem. So now let's say, okay, so you're past the beginning shevach section. You've actually started the bracha in baruch atah Hashem. Kodem shesiyim melech muhlal batish b'chos, and then you're before the end of it. So kosev chay adam to osul la'anos. Right. So in that point, that middle section where you said baruch atah Hashem, you haven't yet finished the bracha, then you should not enter that point. To bezen this part mekalkel legamre es habracha. So that part you would not answer amen to any other brachas in there. But that's an important halacha. Let's say the person's holding, you're farther along or something like that, and you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, so then at that point you would say amen to the chazan. In fact, if you hear me answering. Okay, morning. All right, big oil. Gimel. Tzivkan Gimel Nunav. Aval im siim im achazin bevasacha. So now you and the chazan finished at the exact same moment. Lo yane amen. Don't answer amen, because again, it's like a tie. What's the word I'm looking for? The checkered flag. Right? It's a close ending. You both finish at the exact second. Gazun. Lo yane amen. Shouldn't answer. Denir ke ona amen achir bir chosav. It looks like you're saying amen to your own bracha now. Ah, you're not, because the chazan really finished the same time as you. The kaim on the hanle meguna. This is called disgusting. We don't answer amen to our own brachos. Harizem meguna is that's a large, it's a great quote from the Gemara in brachos.
If you what's
what
is a sharp expression?
Okay, Good, good. You're pressing me. So why is that called so? Good. I'm asking. There are cases where we do seal them into our own brachos. It's a machlokas svar in the Rambam. What? Okay, but good. But there's like any brach at the end of a series, we might say amen to our own brachos. Why is that maguna? I wish I had more time to explain, but I just want to keep. Yeah, it's a good question, but I just don't have time to elaborate at this point. V'hu hadin b'chol habrachos hadin kein. This same applies to any bracha not to say amen to your own. Levad, except b'tish brachos, oh, yehaluko, acher halel, except for halel, you can say amen. Oh, acher, shomer amo Yisrael la'ad, right? These brachas, one could say amen, which means, not that you can say amen to your own bracha, which means you would say amen if you finish it at the same time as the chazan. Im si'im b'shaveh, im b'shlech tzibor, oh, im, odom acher, one amen. At that point, you could say amen to the bracha, even though it would look like you're saying, you would look like you're saying amen to your own. Deho harbe poiskim sevir lehu debaze oine afilu acher birchas atzva. Because of course, many hold that you make amen to your own bracha like this. After anan lo nahigin hachi, that's not her minhug, kimushikos besim reish tes.
So what's the love between these two brachas and any other brachas?
At the end of a series. These are all brachas that come at the end of a series. Yeah. Mikol mokom, hai gavne, vada yesh lisma chazev, and this, you could be leaning upon this. Ve'im siim hu bracha achas, eze bircha shetihia, if it finishes any of the bracha, hashatz bracha acheres, you're saying one bracha, and the chazan finishes a different bracha, in that case, fine, mutu la'anos amen, you're allowed to answer amen to that, because at this point, it certainly does not look like you're saying amen to your own bracha. Yeah, but that's not in the book. That's not in the Gemara.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Sifkat in the Dalit. Acharav Amen velo have hefsek bein a bracha ledavrat. The psuki de zimra shevachu v'amen shevachu. Okay, ein zimra velo have hefsek. So it's not considered a hefsek to say amen to his bracha. Ve'im sach devarim betelim bein baruch sh'amar lehoidu. So, if a person would speak devarim betelim from the time they said baruch sh'amar until they get the hoidu, ef she'detzarech lachzul devarich mishum hefsek. Could be that be a hefsek. Afilu mila achas have a hefsek. Even one word in this, excuse me, context is considered to be a hefsek. Ve'nir li she'lefi zeh afilu b'shtika toiv lizvachir l'chadchile sh'lod l'shos harbe bein asayim. So one shouldn't even be quiet for a long period of time during this. One should pace themselves that they're with the chazan. Okay, let's do gimel. Acher yishtabach yochel anos amen acher birkas atzma. So for this, you're allowed to say amen to your own bracha. Right, it explains in Sifkan Hey, the Sham Nisboyer Bahagod, Bahanigu Shalola Anas Amin. Arminag is not to answer Amin. I owe Dr. Lax an explanation of why it's Maguna to answer Amin to your own brachas. Okay. Dalid. Tsarich Lizahir Mile Hafsik Bidibur Shmishiyaska Boruch Shamar Ad Sof Shmona Esrei. One should be careful not to have a hefsek to speak at all between Baruch Sh'amar until the end of the Shmona Esrei. Afilu tzarech mitzvah, even for the purpose of a mitzvah, ein ledaber bein Baruch Sh'amar liyishtabach. One should not speak between Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah now speaks out in Sif Katan Vav Lizachir. The Baruch Sh'amar have a bracha shalifnei psukei dezimra, v'yishtabach have a bracha shalacharea. So these are the brachas that bookend the entire Shmona, the psukei dezimra. The bein yishtabach liyotzer, halo osu lahafzik. You can't speak between Birkos Kriya Shema either, ki lakama simen nundal is going to be explained soon. Umiyotzer, halo, have birchos kriyashma because of the tshuvas makor borach simen aleph shiroi levatel haminag shekatzas anog in the hafzik kidei lehavi hechosan the beis hakneses bein borach shama liyotzer. So there used to be a minag is bringing the chosan at this point in time. He writes it's inappropriate. Ve'en koch minag ze yofe leilich achrav ayin sham. So you know there's a shach in Yoredei who talks about a minag vasikin versus a minag toos. So he does not like this minag over here, and I've never heard of it. I think it worked. I think the Mishnah Berurah eliminated this minag. Sivkat zayin mila hafsik bechol makom osu lahafsik afilu biloshen hakodesh osu ledaber. So to have mean as long as I'm speaking Hebrew that would be okay. It says no, any language is a problem. Uchshitzorich lehafzik mipnei eze onus. If you have to for an onus or something like that, oh b'chi haygav nusifhei, as I'm explaining coming up, tzorich lomer kodim shiyadaber elu psukim. You have to say Baruch Hashem leolam amen v'amen. You have to say from that point ad v'yivorech David. Kushechozer lehaschem yimokim shapasuk yomer gam kin elu psukim. You go back and repeat those psukim again to have a kimo brach lefeinehem ula acharehem. As we just said in the previous sif, cotton, that this is like remaking bookends before and after, and at that point it would be. An onus could happen. You know, a person's wife is in their ninth month or something like that, so there are times when a person would have to stop due to uncontrollable circumstances. Sifkat nches, bedibur, afila baruchu baruch shemo, even to respond at this point in barachash, also loimar kevin shlohuskur begemorim. That's not really mentioned in the Gemara. There's a remez for it, ki shem Hashem ha. That's a remez, so it's really not a halacha at all. There's a minug. Many do not respond this to any brachos, but certainly one would not do this during Pesuk de Zimra. Aval amen mutar la'anos al kol bracha sheshomea afila be'emtza pasuk shel Pesuk de Zimra. So you could answer amen to any brachos you'd hear, even in the middle. Imhu b'makom shesalek inyana. So one should try to answer amen at a point when they are at a break, either at the end of a pasuk or if it's in the middle of a clause, like after an esnachta, that would be the appropriate time. V'chein kol birchas hoda'a mot levarich. You can make brachos so that you can make an asher yatzer in the middle of pesukim zimra kimo asher yatzer la'acher asiyas tzrochav chiyotze bezeh. V'chein la'anos moedim derabonin. You can answer if you hear the chazaras hashatz for whatever reason you're at a different place. In the tzibur is, you can answer v'chein la'anos kriya shema im hatzibur. You can say shema shetzarech sheyikra imohem pasuk rishon korei. You could read along with them v'chol shekein demutar lahafzik lekadosh lekedusha lebaruchu. We're going to learn later on that these are allowed to even be interrupted during birchas kriya shema. So when we're more strict and you're allowed to answer, then kal v'chomer you'd be allowed to answer at this point as well. Sivkat and Tess, Sokshman Esrei, Ucheshiotz Nefilas, Ukesheyesh Nefilas Apayim, Lo Ledaber Ad Acher Nefilas Apayim. Right, so on the day of Tachanun, so then the prohibition of talking would extend to that point as well. Sivkat in Yud, Mitzorech Mitzvah, Pasha de Imis Yarish Yavor Zman Kriyashma, Kodim Shegila Kroso, Beseder Tefila, Beshachach, Lo Omer Kodim Baruch Shamar, Motelo Lahafzik Likroso. So if you see you're not going to make the Sosman Kriyashma, you didn't say it before in the Korbanos section, so you should stop and say it. V'chein im shachach levarach birchas haTorah kodem letefil hatfila motelo levarach beemtza psuki dezimra. So you're allowed to even say birchas haTorah at this point. V'lomar achakach psukim hanogin. Then you can even say the birchas kohan. We could say also. Some say you're not allowed to recite the psukim of Psuki de Zimra before you've made the Birkas HaTorah. Ein likro is l'sefer Torah l'chadchila mishomim be'emz Psuki de Zimra. You shouldn't really go up there. Rak l'kohen im ein sham kohen acher v'chein l'levi im ein sham elahu. If you're the only kohen and the only levi, okay. V'rishoy likro is b'lachash im hakor. You can read along, because that's what we'll learn later on. That is a halacha. One should read along quietly with the balkori. Ach lo yafzik loimer lechazen lasos mishaberach. Don't talk and make a mishaberach. V'im hachazen hischil me'atzmo v'shachach shmo v'sholo. The guy starts on his own. You didn't ask. He does. He can't remember your name. He just called you up, but now I forgot your name. Sin mutu lahashivo nipnei hakavod. You're allowed to respond at that point. Im hu oimed samach leperek shuchligmor ad haperek. If you could get to a point, a stopping point, that's the best. Yasekin, aval im tzarech lazel shows. You don't have to wait. Lo yishem ipnei torah chasiba. Don't make them wait for you. Also lomar pasuk mi malak v'ros Hashem acher baruch shomer kodim hodu. You shouldn't say this. V'acher klois hamizmorim yesh nogin la'omrom. Some say this at the end. Yesh nogin loimar kaddish. Koidem Boruch Sha'omar V'yesh Nogin La'omar Koidem Hodu. Different Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz is to when we say that Kaddish. And finally, Yud Aleph L'Yishtabach Aval Bein Yishtabach L'Yotzer L'Dvar Mitzvah. At that point, for Dvar Mitzvah, Yivor Sof Simen Nundal D'Yesh Matirim. So let's say, theoretically, a person's a high school Rebbe, they have to make an announcement. That would be the proper point to do it. Okay, we'll stop here.